Well, we're doing some very hard work on that.
Yeah, I know.
Meat imports, we're going to...
Yeah, that'll kick it up, and we'll just, we'll jawbone, meat import, and that sort of thing, but...
Well, I talked to Schultz today. As soon as we change the meat imports, which I think we should do, and John has a paper.
Right away.
Has a paper for you. And as soon as we do that, I've persuaded Schultz that he should call in all the retailers and say, now look, fellas, we are taking the quotas off, and that is dangerous for us in some of the cattle states, but we're doing it because we're going to keep those prices down, and you bastards better do your price.
That's right.
And you keep the prices down, because if they go up now, it's not the fault of the cattlemen, it's your fault.
And that's right. That's right.
Schultz said he would do that within the next 2 or 3 weeks after we announced the meat import decision. So I think the, and I've got, by the way, I've, it wasn't in your option paper, but I've persuaded the cattlemen to agree to let us lift the imports. They will not fight it.
Well, they shouldn't. They're doing so well.
Yeah, they're not going to fight it. They've agreed that as long as we agree after the election, we'll keep the program in being.
Of course.
Which is all they care about.
But we've got to, otherwise, they realize that their choice, they're going to get a McGovern, and he'll sink them.
Well,
he'll confiscate everything that they own.
I talked to their president yesterday, and I said, look, we want to lift the quotas for the rest of this year. And he said, well, I've known him for 4 years, and he said, Chuck, if you tell me that's important to reelect the president, we'll support you as long as we get him back after the election, because we're scared to death of McGovern.
That's right.
So, now that, and he said, even our Democrats are.
Give me Mr. Mitchell and John Mitchell, please.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Well, have some fun.
I have your ambassador to NATO's here. Said hello to you.
Oh, well, doing my best.
I will indeed.
Okay.
And if you get any more bright ideas like that, I'd like to have them.
All right.
Thanks.
Yes, please.
Would you try Mr. Finch now in California?
Thank you, sir. Yes, please.
Would you try Attorney General Kleindienst again, please?
Thank you, Mr. President. Yes, please.
Mr. Holloman, please.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Helicopter.
Sir, we have the Attorney General.
Oh, fine.
Hello, Mr. President.
Well, how was Philadelphia? they welcome the conquering hero?
Well, I spoke at Poor Richard's Club, where you got a... when you were vice president.
I remember it so many years ago, yes.
I told them all.
That's when I...
You knew I was going to be there, that you wished them well. And,
Yeah. As a matter of fact, that was the time, you know, Walter Annenberg had never been for me before that appearance.
Is that right?
And he was there that day, and he and his wife were kind of taken with the whole thing. And that was before 56. And after that, Annenberg became one of my strongest supporters.
That's right.
That was you know, sure, you wonder why you do these things.
Yeah.
And that was really worth it, because ever since...
I always use your name in vain, you know. I always tell them, you know, that you knew I was going to be there, and
that's
you
right.
asked me to give them their best.
And true. If you don't, you're a damn fool.
Yeah. I do it
every time. I was telling Mitchell this morning, after I was... And I tried to call you upon your own. I told him, I said, that what really surprised me was the good picture they finally used. One of you and Mitchell. Isn't that great?
Isn't a good picture?
Whether it was good in the Times, too.
Yeah, it was.
Times and the Post. Don't think it's going to last, though.
No.
I think it's going to last. And, you must...
How I feel about them.
We're going to... Yeah, I know. And don't get soft on them. That's what I hope John got to give you my message, John Mitchell.
Yeah. I'm not going to get soft on them. I'm going to...
Connolly, was when he left, he said, now listen, he's a great admirer. He says, now you just talk quiet. He says, it's because they had a hard fight. Don't get soft on these bastards. And he's absolutely right.
I don't want to.
No.
Hey, John Connolly's a great fellow, isn't he?
Oh, boy, I'll tell you, he's a stand-up guy.
Boy, I'd like to tell you what I think about him sometime.
Yeah, and he's going to be helpful at another time, too. On this, your deputy thing, when we were up here today, I talked to Ehrlichman at it at great length, and I'd like for you to talk some more with him about it. We got a problem on it for a reason that's solely political. That is, I'm going to have to probably veto that damn clean water bill, because it cost $5 billion more than we asked for, you know, and the money thing is a problem. Now, vetoing that bill and then moving Ruckelshaus at the same time, while I don't think much of the environmental issue, I think present a very serious problem. So talk to him about it. Let's see what we're talking about.
Well, Mr. President, the serious political problem that I feel that we have potentially, you know, are these goddamn conventions down there, and the town going up in smoke, martial law, tanks, and everything else.
Yeah.
And I've got to have somebody.
A man you can depend upon. Yeah.
And there's only two or three around here, you know, that...
Well, I know that.
That meet that requirement. This is no time to run a kindergarten training school over here.
I haven't decided. I just told John to talk to you about the problems and see if there were any other candidates that could be. The difficulty is, Ruckelshaus is an excellent man for any position.
Any
you know what I mean? He's a man that is of cabinet stature, as we both know. And he's also
a general someday, too, you know?
Yeah, or he could also be a damn good senator from Indiana, which we at the right.
Well, the attorney general someday,
right,
when you get tired of me, he would be a great one as a prelude to that.
I know. He could do anything. The problem is that the stinking environmental issue is one where we just can't give them the money that they want. I don't know.
Well,
anyway, talk a little about it and see if you've got any other names, and then I'll decide. We're going to have the square.
I sure wish you'd keep your mind partially open.
Oh, it is open. It is open. I haven't closed. I had them present all the arguments, and they feel very strongly about the environmental issue, and but my mind is open. Let's see what the options are.
Okay, sir.
We'll have the swearing-in Monday, huh?
Yes, sir.
We'll do it. I think we're going to do it.
Needless to say, I'm looking forward to it.
We're going to have you and Schultz and Weinberger together. We thought we'd put
That's just fine.
Three of you in one bag.
That's just fine.
I figured that's the only way we can... The only way we can fill the East Room is have three of you together. No one of you has got that many friends.
I don't ruin George's image.
You know, I was thinking, though, 19 votes was a pretty shoddy showing for those bastards after all that.
You know, Mr. President, those 19 would have voted against me if all this hadn't occurred.
I think, well, of course, they were all, except for Bob Byrd, liberal Democrats, and he did it for a reason that we're well aware.
And you know what we've been involved in here in the Department of Justice has been of such a controversial nature. They would have voted for me against me anyway. You know?
Well, look, they were against you on busing, and they had to be against you on...
On everything.
On Ellie, how do you like that burger court now, boy?
I think it's pretty good.
They've been doing well, don't you think?
You're telling me.
There's that 5-4, that last
one more up there, Mr. President. You know,
one more man.
Yeah.
Yeah, but who are you going to shoot?
Well,
yeah.
I tell you, I'm going to get some red-headed broad and stick him on Douglas. That'll...
Well, nothing...
Might pop that...
Nothing else is... I mean, I think they've tried everything on him, haven't they? And nothing works.
Well, you can't... You could always hope.
Well, I imagine there are many that would be willing to make the sacrifice. Anyway.
So this is a conspiratorial conversation. I hope my line isn't tapped by FBI director.
No, this is actually being called from Camp David. We're on a radio telephone, so we're broadcasting it to all the troopers.
To the entire world.
Any listener.
Let me say this, Mr.
Yeah.
President, how much I deeply appreciate and will forever be grateful for your support of me during this period of time.
Well, what the heck, we're not going to run from any fights. What the hell, after what the things we've been through here. And we were right, you know. We just had to stick
That's
through it.
That's the nice thing about it, you know, we were right.
And we, there for a while, the crunch looked awful tight, but then when I think that the strategy was good, too, to get those damn hearings closed off, and we did.
Sure, but I also think that the strategy was right to
have
it up, because if they had just been bandying around accusations
before
that Senate,
I agree.
I would have lost that thing by 90 votes.
Yeah, I agree. It was right to have the hearing and then get that 11-4 vote, or 9-4, whatever it was.
11-4.
11-4. Well, that was that, you see, was the critical thing. And also catch up on the reading on the domestic issue.
Yeah.
You got to get back in the swim again.
Incidentally, sometimes through the
budget
convenience, I'd like to talk to you about what we're doing and our planning and coordination with Governor Askew and Florida and everything on these conventions.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, whatever you do, just run a tight ship.
I've been working on it for months, and I hope it's going to be tight, Mr. President.
Yeah. What I mean is that. I think we want to be as reasonable as we can be, but in the Democratic convention, if they get too rough, we simply have to.
We just can't let them burn that.
We got to protect them, but we got to make them ask for it too.
Yeah. Oh, it's all, and that's being very well programmed.
They've got to ask for it.
Yes, sir.
Tell them it's up to them. We don't. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Oh, are you down at Laurel?
No, I'm over at the tennis court now.
Oh, yeah, fine.
Do you want me to come over?
No. Go ahead. I hope you're playing a game.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
but that's, I can quit any time, huh?
No, but we're, not a thing. Let it go. Finish the game.
I'd be glad to come over.
No, I was just on the phone with client East. I work today.
Well, it turns out now that Mitchell does not want Ruckelshaus deputy AG either.
Is that right?
So,
Well, I didn't know about that.
We've got that.
He says he wants me to keep my mind open. I said I would, but...
Okay, but
his argument is this. He wants a pro in there to handle the conventions and that sort of thing.
Yeah,
you know?
But that's not as important as some of the other stuff.
He can find a pro to do that.
Well, we've got John Dean over at our place that can handle those.
It can't be Marty in there.
No, God, no.
No. Okay, fine.
All right.
Bye.
Yes, please.
Holloman, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you.